Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1329, and the writing is shiur number 481. Okay, getting back to the halachas of negel vaser, which we were in the middle. We took a little bit of a break to review some other halachas. But be it as it may, returning to the negel vaser, the question now is, when do we make the bracha, right? We went through various different halachas, which we have a lot more to go still. But the question is, when do we make the bracha of netilas yadayim? You wash your hands, you have to make netilas yadayim. Do we make it right away? Should we wait? So what is the issue? What's the problem? Usually, you know, you do an action, right? There's something called evelas yosem, and you do an action, you have to make the bracha right away. Well, sometimes, whatever the case is, certain, you know, usually before, sometimes right after, by when you're washing for bread. Okay, but be it as it may, it has to be done immediately, right? However it works, that in general, a bracha with an action. But we previously spoke about there's two opinions, okay? Just to break it down and go through it again. There's two different reasons why. Two different reasons in the Mishnah Berurah brought down two different shitas as to what it's all about, if you want to call it like that. But so number one, you have the Rush. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Rush, who holds plain and simple, which is sort of how we go in general. But who holds that too? The washing of the hands is plain and simple because of cleanliness in reference to tefillah, to davening. In other words, my hands were moving around at night, and I touched covered parts of my body, so I have to wash my hands in the morning. Right, so plain and simple, and I have to wash my hands. But it says the Rosh Hashita is that it's for tefillah, in other words, for davening. And even according to the Rosh, you're supposed to wash each tefillah and make a bracha. We don't hold like that, but in other words, mincha, maariv, shachris, each tefillah you have to make a bracha. We don't do it, but that's the sheet of the Rosh. That's number one. The second opinion, opinion that's brought down the Mishnah Berurah is the Rashba. The Rashba holds that since we have to thank Hashem Yisbarach, who created us anew, right? They gave us back our neshamas and created us anew in honor for Hakadosh Baruch Hu's honor to serve Him and to bless His name. Therefore, we got back our neshamas. So therefore, we wash negel vaser. Now, so going in conjunction with that, he also Mishnah Berurah brings down, which I didn't talk about last time. Therefore, according to the Rashba, we wash our hands from a utensil, just like the Kayan used to wash in order to sanctify his hands also before he went to do the Avoida, before he went to serve Hashem Yisbarach, right? So we do the same thing, just following the long lines in the Kayan. We're doing the same thing, washing our hands before we go to do the Avoida. Not so much the davening per se. The Rush is going more on the davening part and tefillah, but in general, before we get up, and not before we get up, but as we get up, we wash negel vaser and we're ready to serve Hashem. Now, so since according to the Rush, now getting back to the Rush a minute, the washing for the bracha is really for davening. So, lemaisa, if I get up, let's say I get up 2 hours before davening, I learn whatever, what I'm going to daven 7 o'clock. I get up 5 a.m, let's say, and I'm learning. So if I wash my hands and I make the bracha, so the bracha has to be for davening. So why are you making a bracha now? It really, you're not davening for 2 hours. So what's going on over here? So since according to the Rush, the bracha is for davening. So therefore, if we're going to wash our hands and make the bracha until sedaim, and we're not going straight to daven, technically it should be done later. So it's really, we have a major problem with a hefsek, a big interruption. According to the Rashba, technically we have to make the bracha as soon as we wash negel vaser, right? I got up, I got Baruch Hashem, I got back my neshama, I'm ready to serve Hashem. Love dafka davening, but all the entire day I'll be serving Hashem. I'm going to learn, I'm going to this mitzvah, that mitzvah, whatever the case is. And just like the Kohen washed his hands before his avodah, so the same way I have to wash my hands and have to make the bracha. So how could I say that I would wait with the bracha till later on? Really, it comes out of problem according to the Rashba. So therefore, if we're going to wait, there's going to be a big interruption between the washing and the bracha itself also. So, but be it as it may, the bottom line is, these are two different ways of looking at it, and each way could be problematic however you do it. But we're going to talk about next year, we'll continue on and see in the Mishnah Berurah how the Mishnah Berurah gives us the Eitz HaToiva, what to do, what's the best way to go about it, reference washing the hands. I just wanted to give the, you know, the not the history, but the background behind it, that we have an understanding. When we get to the bottom line, we understand what it's all about. So those are the two different sheets that are brought down the Mishnah Berurah, and we try and work, and the Mishnah Berurah does say we try and work in conjunction with both of those sheets, in the halachas of Negel Vaser. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, Merachah, Kol Tov.